from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
9 o'clock hour, the first one of many here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. Bob, take it away.
You love sports, right?
I think so.
Dusty loves sports. Mac, do you love sports?
Yeah, I think so.
Mac loves sports. We all love sports, right? We like watching the games,
Bob,
right?
Have sports. Some fun. Great follow.
Right? Here we go. Just this is what I don't love about sports. This is the minutia of sports that I wonder, why do people care about this kind of stuff, right? Justin Fields tells ESPN he continues to put his front foot forward in Pittsburgh. Quote, when I got here, the biggest thing was just be on time and be accurate. They didn't really care too much about my footwork or that my left foot was up, my right foot was up. They just said to me, just close your eyes and whatever's most comfortable to do, you do that. So that's what I did, and it was right foot forward, which makes sense. I've been doing it my whole life. Do fans really notice the footwork of the quarterback? And if so, why?
Well, according to Dan Orlovsky, he said that's why Patrick Mahomes can't get a job. He's got to work on his footwork.
Bad ball placement, too.
I don't look at the all 22. I don't have time for that. I don't study the footwork. I look at the results of the game and why they happen. Like, I know there's probably an avenue for something like that. But I mean, Justin Fields, like, what foot are you going to put forward when you throw the football? Like, it's just to me, like, that's the minutia of sports that I think kind of jumps the shark a little bit, where the fun of it, for me anyway, goes out the window. Like, that's not a fun part of sports. Can Justin Fields play or not? Right? Can he play or not?
Yeah.
We'll see this year whether or not he can play. And, you know, I've got my doubts, obviously, and whatnot, but we'll see how that whole thing plays out. But I could care less what foot he's putting forward, man. Like, that just blows my mind that people care about that kind of stuff.
We do this in basketball, too. If his elbow just came in just an inch and he elevated a little bit more off the floor, you know, it's just like, you know, if he shoots it, he shoots it.
If you could go through the cookie jar, you'd have a better shot at making a swish.
I'm pretty sure Ray Allen knows what he's doing, okay?
Yeah.
Were they criticizing Ray Allen's elbow?
Oh, Ray Allen's jump shot? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not pretty.
It's too far out. It's too far out. You got to bring it in. Hit one of the biggest shots in NBA Finals history.
Yeah.
Like, he's so big that they locked fans out from coming back in.
Like, he's going to be the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Second or third best shooter ever.
I'm just speaking out loud because I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around this.
Okay.
One. Yeah. Like, Patrick Mahomes, and rest in peace, Therese Paylor. When Patrick Mahomes won the Super Bowl or got to the second one, I can't remember which one it was now, Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was probably when he got to the second one. It was the week leading up to that Tampa Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. And Therese was on the air. And Therese at the time was a Hall of Fame voter. Of course, if you don't know who Therese Paylor was, he was a Chiefs insider, NFL insider, one of the great human beings. We lost him way too early. And he was on this station, I think with Carrington, and he said, they was asked about Patrick Mahomes. And I think it was year three of Mahomes, like the first year he had where he didn't play, and then the 2 years after that, right? Maybe it was year four. The numbers are fuzzy. But at that point in time, they were asking about is if Patrick Mahomes never plays another day, is he in the Hall of Fame, right? Of course. And Therese Paylor at that time said, yeah, there's no question. Patrick Mahomes already is in the Hall of Fame. If they took a vote today, Patrick Mahomes would be in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And so I always go back to that. So I always think about, like, Patrick Mahomes, this guy is going to the Hall of Fame. Had the Hall of Fame on lockdown after year three or year four from a guy who voted for the Hall of Fame. And then you got people on television telling you Patrick Mahomes is doing it wrong. How about you sit your ass down and just watch greatness, sir?
I'll tell you something that debunks that. A guy that said his footwork isn't great is a guy who ran out of the end zone for a safety.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Book closed.
Right.
Book closed.
Right.
Keep wearing your weird white wedding ring and be trendy.
I mean, come on, Dan. Like that's the peak jealousy that I feel at times for people towards Patrick Mahomes. Like, instead of just appreciating greatness and going, like Marcus Spears a couple of years ago, the ESPN would do these stupid questions, you know, who's the best team in the NFL? And Marcus Spears finally, like midseason, goes, enough. We all know the Chiefs are the best damn team in the NFL. Can we stop having these stupid topics, right? And I'm like, there you go, Marcus Spears. That's how you need to analyze. But everybody seemingly wants to be witty or smart or trying to do something different to get noticed. When the obvious answer is, look, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback in the NFL, whether he puts his left foot forward or his right foot forward or his elbows bent or whatever the case may be. Nobody does what Patrick Mahomes does on a football field. And these folks that are trying to break him down and see things that aren't right, you're missing one of the most beautiful works of art we've ever seen in the history of sports because you're focused on the wrong things.
Yeah. Why don't you just, what is it that Stone Street said? Oh, I'm sorry, what did you do on the field today?
Yeah. Like, what is, Orlovsky was a quarterback who went 0-16 and ran out of the back of the end zone.
Right.
You don't really have much to stand on, Dan.
Was he on the team that went 0-16?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%.
Do we need to keep bringing it up? Like, I mean,
is he going to be kind of like our whipping boy on the show now, like Dan Orlovsky? I just, like, I don't get it. I mean, I do. I get it because he's trying to be a head coach in the NFL and he's mad that Jeff Saturday got a job and he's very jealous of J.J. Redick. I can absolutely 100% sense that. But to sit there and be critical of Patrick Mahomes and say that he's like the seventh best whatever he had the other day, I'm like, come on, man. Just stop trying so hard. George Brett always used to say, you got a case of the try too hards. And that's where it is with Dan Orlovsky. You got a case of the try too hard. Just admit Patrick Mahomes is the best. It's okay. Everybody knows it.
And speaking of Patrick Mahomes, we'll get to see him 3 weeks from tonight.
Tonight. Can you believe that? 3 weeks
from
tonight?
We have week two preseason football tonight. We got Philadelphia, New England at 6 p.m. Oh, you better believe it. No Royals game. What are you going to watch? Bobby Flay's Triple Threat, Guys Grocery Games, Triple D, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. We're rolling out. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan.
I haven't decided what I was going to watch yet. What channel is this game on?
Probably NBC. I don't know. Probably NFL Network, actually.
Yeah, probably is.
I would assume it's always on that, or Peacock.
I mean, I'm assuming it's a Thursday night game. It's probably going to be on some national television.
It is on NFL Network.
NFL Network, all right. So you get each local broadcast for a half. Nobody will see the second half. So,
yep, 2 miles an hour of wind out of the north. There's 0% chance of precipitation.
Where's the game being played?
Philly.
How much money are you putting on
Eagles? It's in New England.
Ooh. Yeah. Is Tom going to be there?
New England is 2.5-point favorites. The over-under is 35. Over-unders are 12-2. The under is 12-2 in
the under preseason. You got to bet the under,
yeah,
right?
Of course. If you want, it's available. If you wanted to. No, but 3 weeks from tonight, you'll be able to listen to the Chiefs on this FM station, 96.5 The Fan. Been loving the support of the crystal clear audio. Obviously, there's a few Richards out there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I still can't hear that. Put on 6M. Have fun being a curmudgeon your whole life. Here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Go out, take a deep breath of fresh air. Go back into wherever you're doing or roll your window down, you know, dog headed out the window.
Mm-hmm. Stop being a bad person. Just be nice. It's simply cool to care. I promise. I promise.
It's okay to like things, too.
It's okay to voice your opinion, too. Yeah. But, like, in a certain way. Like, don't be, what was it, a meat log sandwich with turd in the middle or something like that, you said?
What did I say it was?
Was it an idiot sandwich with...
No, it was a moron sandwich and the idiot's the meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be a moron sandwich with idiot being the meat. Yeah, like, it's okay to... Like things. It's okay to just enjoy life. Like that's the one thing about sports that at times have like bothered me is like people want to look for something that's wrong instead of just enjoying what's happening in front of them. Mm. And then those people miss it. And then it's over. They're like, I can't believe it ended that fast. Well, you were sitting there complaining about Mahomes' footwork while I was enjoying 5 Super Bowls in a row.
I always say that same thing about sex. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your new home for sports radio. Coming up on the other side, biggest pressure builders and people under the pressure in this new season moving forward. We'll be right back on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Missouri athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
No longer sounding like zombies on the AM side. We're on the FM side now, baby. This is 96.5 The Fan, 913-586-7965. We will pay our respects to you all.
Look at you just did that without even looking.
Mm-hmm. Damn right. Dusty clearly got lucky last night from the 785. Nope. Had a couple of enchiladas, a hug, and a goodbye. Being honest.
I asked you this question off the air. I'll ask it on the air. Like when a husband and wife get it on, is that considered getting lucky? Or is it only getting lucky if you're not married?
Par for the course. Which doesn't make sense in that response. I don't know why it would mean getting lucky. I don't know. Never know. Is it considered getting lucky or is it just like job well done?
I don't know.
Like, is it lucky for Cole Reagans to go out there last night, throw 7 innings and 8 strikeouts, or is that just Cole Reagans?
That's just Cole Reagans. Yeah.
That's just Tuesday night's just Bob Fesco.
Yeah.
You know?
Sunday's at 10.
Oh, God. Right after.
All our friends know it. You know, they don't care.
Right after church. Okay. You get the word, and then you give the word, I guess. All right. This is 96.5 The Fan. This is Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey, our executive producer, here on a Thursday morning, a record-breaking Thursday morning. This is the first time that we've had FM sports station in Kansas City. We're happy to have you. Couldn't have come at a better time. Royals off day, so you get a slate full of shows. There's a win yesterday in Minnesota. Bobby Witt Jr. does it again. And so far, thanks to Ben Maller for joining the show. Thanks to Eric Stone Street for joining the show. And now we get to join the show with one of my good friends that I've got to meet on these airwaves, Ryan Lefevre, voice of the Royals. Mr. Lefevre, how in the heck are you on this Thursday, my guy?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm having an off day in Cincinnati.
What does that entail? Bad chili and spaghetti? Or like you going to go get some like Grater's ice cream? What do you do in Cincinnati?
And I'll just lean on you, Bulldog. Where do I go?
I don't know. Cincinnati's one of the few places I've never been.
Well, the weather's great. Everywhere we've been, it's just like Kansas City was last week. I mean, Minnesota was nice to get outside and just went for a little walk outside here. I'm expecting to be in Cincinnati this time of year, and it's going to be 98 degrees with about 80% humidity, but it's not.
That's good. I'm going to relay to you what I texted you the other day. Somebody on the text line was blaming you for our lack of success against the Twins because you used to work there and you put a curse on the Royals against the Twins. Can you confirm or deny the curses that you leave around Major League Baseball, please?
Well, I'm originally from Los Angeles. How have the Dodgers been doing lately? Is that my? I guess that's my fault too. Is it what I leave behind?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, how did we do yesterday?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
How many World Series has Minnesota been to the last 10 years?
None.
Keep coming, Ryan. Okay. Keep it coming.
Okay. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. So the person who thinks Ryan's cursing the Royals, find something else to complain about. It's been fun, man. Like, it's fun this year for me because I thought they would be better, you know, but I didn't think it would be this good. But I knew they weren't going to be just a 72-win club. Like, you could see that they had some good players. But I think for a lot of us, the reason it's fun is because it was unexpected this year.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of steals my line. I mean, when we see a team for the first time, excuse me, inevitably, someone's going to say, boy, you must be having a lot of fun this year. And I say, the only thing that's better than winning is unexpected winning. And so, like you thought, I knew we would be better just from experience and talent. But a team gets on a roll. They begin to, they begin to believe that they can win, which in my career now, I believe in that stuff. I mean, there are great numbers out there that show why a team wins and doesn't win. But when a team shows up every day and they already think they're going to win before the game begins, as opposed to, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to win this game, that really makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And when a team has chemistry like this one does, and one guy is not afraid to give up an at-bat to move a runner so another guy can drive in a run, or one guy's not worried about coming out of a game early because someone else might come in and get the big out or get the save. That unselfishness, I've seen the other side of it. You know, this season's lost. I need to work on my numbers. I don't care about a runner at second base and nobody out here. I mean, we're 30 games under 500. Who cares if this runner scores? I'm going to try and hit a 2-run home run here because my numbers need to look good at the end of the year. So a lot of that stuff happened early on, and it's carried this team.
You know, I also think, you know, a lot of the stuff you're saying, George Brett used to talk about that with us a lot, too. Like, you go to the ballpark thinking you're going to win, you got a 90% chance of winning. You go to the ballpark thinking you're going to lose, you're not winning that game. There's no chance that you're going to win that game. And then the selflessness goes back to, I remember Mike Moustakas went the opposite way or bunted in, like, 2013 or 14, and everybody went, oh, my God, Mike Moustakas finally figured it out. Like, you start to see those moments that lead to, the team winning, and they seem so simple and small. And you wonder why they don't do that, because they're ball players, the egos are driven and that kind of stuff. But when you start to see them play team baseball, I think that's when you kind of recognize this team's here to stay.
And it becomes contagious. And the thing that stands out more than any other, and I go back to my first day at spring training, and I got a chance to sit down with JJ Piccolo and what were his goals for the organization that he passed on or discussed with Matt Quatrero, which they then passed on to the coaching staff and passed on to the players. And I mean, he didn't even think about it. He says, we have to be better with situational hitting. We have to be better with runners in scoring position. And that's not just an ability thing. That's a mindset thing of what do we need to do to get this run home? The game, for good reason, but the game for a long time now has been all about how do you score 2 or 3 runs? What can we do to score 2 or 3 runs? Mm-hmm. And I think what we've all learned is that, you know, sometimes, or I'll go way out on a limb here. What do you guys think? I'll go way out a limb and say, sometimes 1 run is better than 0 runs. What do you think?
I think that's usually the case. 1 run is better than 0. Yeah.
And John Madden taught me that.
And what I mean, I'm tongue in cheek, but what I'm saying is I have seen so many scoring opportunities dry up and fly away because, you know, we're trying to drive the ball to the gap. We're trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark. We're trying to get that perfect pitch so we can put a big number on the board. And then, you know, you lose a game by 1 or 2 runs. And when a game is close, I like to scan my scorecard and look at opportunities that were lost. Oh, second inning, runner at second, nobody out. We didn't score them. Fourth inning, runner at third, 1 out, didn't get him home. Seventh inning, 2 on, nobody out, or seventh inning, bases loaded, nobody out. We scored 1 run. And then you start adding it up and you go, oh, well, I guess that's why we lost by 1 or 2 runs. So I think there are times where the big inning just happens because people are having really good at bats. But at this level, unless you're Bobby Wood Jr., you really can't go to the plate and say, I'm going to hit a double right here. I'm going to hit a home run, because you have a pitcher on the mound that's trying to prevent you from doing the exact opposite of that. So hitting, situational hitting and hitting with runners in scoring position is a mindset. I asked Vinny a couple of months ago, because in my opinion, he's kind of a throwback when it comes to driving in runs. I mean, he can drive and run so many different ways with a sacrifice fly, with a ground ball, with a double, with a home run. He's not a one-trick pony when it comes to driving and runs. And I asked him about that, and he said, I've always been raised with get the job done. The game will show you what needs to be done right here, and you have to find a way to get the job done. And when you go to the plate with a mindset of get the job done, you find different ways to score runs, and it became contagious. And now suddenly the Royals lead the major leagues hitting with runners in scoring position. I think we have three of the top five individuals hitting with runners in scoring position. So this goes all the way back to your first point of, you know, why are they playing well? Why does chemistry matter? Things like this, when you begin to win and players are okay with doing little things that lead to big things, that's what leads to winning.
Rhino, you bring up, you know, those type of things. And one thing that I thought was interesting yesterday is this was the second time in back-to-back starts where I like to call Cole Reagans the band-aid or the stopper of the bleeding. And against Boston, a fear of being swept, Cole Reagans goes out there and ends that. Yesterday, a dominant performance. When we sit back here maybe in 5 years from now and we look back at that trade for Aroldis Chapman for Cole Reagans, and that, you know, might be JJ's like come to the moment of being a GM for this Royals franchise, how great is that move when we look at it right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I would think when you look at the pieces that were involved, I mean, it's got to be one of the best in the last, well, it's one of the best since I've been here.
Yeah.
And
I think it's the best trade, Ryan, like player for player. I know there was another player thrown in with Cole Reagans, but I can't remember who that was. So I'm going Chapman and Reagans, like the best one-for-one trade. I still think the Greinke trade is the best trade that we've seen. But if the Royals go on to win a World Series and Cole Reagans is part of it, how can you not say it's the best one-for-one trade that this organization maybe has ever done?
Yeah, and for both sides. I mean, yeah. Texas would love to have Cole Reagans right now, but Aroldis Chapman helped them win a World Series. So, I mean, that's the best trades are the ones that work for both teams. I mean, it when you look back on history and you say, boy, we really won this trade, I don't think general managers think that way because you might need to be a trade partner with that team down the road. So, and there have been, you know, if you talk with Denny, I mean, Denny will go over some trades from way, way back when where the Royals clearly won those trades and started winning in the 70s and the 80s as a result of those trades. But the best ones are when both sides win. And I think I know now that trade was in the works for a long time. The Royals were set on Cole Reagans. Mm-hmm. It was just a matter of whether Texas felt like Aroldis Chapman was worth Cole Reagans. But that was not just a victory for baseball operations, but it was also a victory for the Royals medical team because what came with Cole Reagans was two Tommy John surgeries. But the medical team gave baseball operations the confidence to make the trade because it was a very unique two Tommy John surgeries. He didn't have one Tommy John surgery come back from it and then it blew out again. The first one was just not a good surgery. And he was one day away from throwing on the mound at 100% for the first time. He had worked his way back. He was going to throw off the mound at 100% to see how the elbow felt. And the day before that, it just didn't feel right. They went in, they looked at it, and they told him, gosh, it's failed. And to his credit, he said, let's do it again. So the team felt like it really was just one Tommy John surgery. That it was just a bad graft, and that happens sometimes. So I think the medical team gave baseball operations the confidence to do it. I mean, it really was a collaborative effort to settle on Cole Reagans.
And obviously, you know, where would we be without him right now? Because he has been the stopper. And I really think he's having the best individual pitching season, Ryan. I know Vargas went for 20, but this is in the midst of a pennant race. Probably the best since we've seen since Greinke in 2009.
And how do you feel when he's on the mound?
Like you're going to win, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he just looks like a winner.
Yep.
And, you know, the last two starts were to avoid a sweep. I heard a stat yesterday. We use it on the air, but I hadn't heard it before yesterday because, you know, we get so caught up in winning series and rubber games and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the Royals have faced a sweep this year now 10 times, meaning they went into the final game of the series, and if they had lost, they would have been swept in a series. 10 times this year, they have faced a sweep, and they're 9-1 in those games.
Yeah.
And Cole Reagans has won the last – or two of the last three, going back to the Boston series. So that's another thing too. I mean, there are teams that have better records than the Royals do this year that have had some pretty long losing streaks that they've been able to recover from. I mean, here we are. We're in the middle of August. They haven't lost more than four games in a row.
That's crazy.
And they did it once. They only did it once. So, and it's because you got guys like Cole Reagans on the mound that can say, give me the ball and I'll take care of things today and give up one run over seven innings. So I just, when he's on the mound, I mean, he just looks like a man who's in control of the game.
You know, there were two moments, Ryan Lefevre, on your broadcast yesterday that kind of caught my attention for a little bit. Number one was when Vinny finally got that hit after being like 0-for-20. Mm-hmm. I could hear the relief almost in your voice. You were pretty fired up for that one. Mm-hmm. And then when Cole Reagans got hit, you're like, he's hurt. And I could feel my stomach sink. You know, that I think, and I'm you know, I probably got my, what's the word I'm looking for that Emily always talks about? I got to stay away from you, you know, because I'm listening to you yesterday, and that's the sound of an amazing broadcaster when I hear somebody say something and you feel that emotion. And when Cole Reagans got hit and you go, he's hurt, I could feel my stomach sink, and I'm like, oh my God, please say he's not hurt. And he ended up being fine. I thought those two moments were huge in yesterday's game.
Yeah. And I, you know, sometimes watching the game, you just get a feel for something that may happen. And I don't know what my record is, if I'm wrong more than I'm right. And I'm probably wrong more than I'm right. But Vinny had been 0-for-20 or 0-for-21. And now you're facing a premier closer in the game in Duran. Mm-hmm. And it looked like in the previous two games, Vinny was trying to slug himself out of his slump, and he hit some fly balls to right field and right center field, and he did look like he just missed it, but it wasn't the typical Vinny Pasquantino approach. And so here's this closer, and I was thinking to myself, you know, this might be the right guy for him to snap the slump, because you can't go up against Duran and think, I'm going to hit a home run. I mean, you're just lucky to put the ball in play, and even a little luckier if you can just hit the ball hard. And he hits a line drive to the opposite field, and that's who Vinny is. I mean, Vinny has the potential, I think, of being a high average, high run producing type of a hitter. So, you know, they need to get that bat going. And now he's got that behind him coming into the Cincinnati series. But Cole Reagans is just, he's so tough that when that ball hit him, and I couldn't tell where it hit him, but he walked to the third base side of the mound when he realized there was no play, and he just bent over at the waist.
Yep.
And what I felt came out. And then I think I may have said afterwards, or maybe he's just angry or he's just irritated that ball hit him in the stomach. But I was thinking, oh my gosh, where did that get him? Because he's not the type that if he is angry or if he's hurt, he's not going to show it until maybe the inning's over and he might scream into his glove. Or how many great shots have we had where after the, you know, he's so cool, calm, and collected. But then when the final out in a big inning is recorded, you know, he lets out this roar. Or if he comes out of the game early and then he's at the top of the dugout cheering on the next guy and the final out is recorded and he just roars from the dugout. So he's very good at channeling his emotions. But when he bent over at the waist for about 5 to 10 seconds yesterday, I thought, oh boy.
Rhino, you talk about final call, and I want to ask you this last question here on 96.5 The Fan with Fesco and Dusty. And we were talking about, we closed the book on 6-10, one of our favorite moments, and Bob's was your call of the 2015 World Series.
Best moment in 6-10 history, my friend.
And I believe I had you on After Hours one night, and I asked you about that. Can you kind of give us that story real quick, now that we start a new chapter on 96.5 The Fan, about how that haul went down with the final out against New York?
Well... Just by the way the Royals were winning in extra innings, after they won game four, I was just lying in bed all night and I thought, gosh, what if they take the lead? And because when Denny and I do the games on radio, when we get to extra innings, we alternate innings. So I do the 10th, he does the 11th, I do the 12th, and so on. So, you know, like the final out for the wild card game, when you have a walk-off, we have no idea it's coming. I mean, Salvi got the walk-off hit. It was in the bottom of the 12th inning. I didn't know he was going to get a hit. But when you're on the road and you have a lead in the top of the inning, and now you go into the bottom half of the inning with that bullpen, we're probably going to win that game. So I remember lying in bed after game four and thinking, well, what if we take the lead in the 10th or the 12th and it's my inning, and I say that loosely. It's not my inning. It's just our format. Who am I to think, well, I'm going to call the final out of the World Series right here when I've got Denny Matthews to my right? So it really did bother me. So I came to the ballpark the next day, and I ran into Mike Swanson, and I explained my dilemma to him, and him being a longtime baseball guy and respectful of history and those who came before us, thought, you know what, maybe what you should do is just find a way to ask him, you know, if he would be okay if I did this inning. How do you feel about me doing the bottom half of this inning? Well, of course, we score 5 runs in the top of the 12th inning. And it was like, okay, this game, and we haven't even used Wade Davis yet. Right. I mean, this game's over. So they score all these runs. That was a fun inning to call. In between innings, behind me, there's this huge celebration going on. Don Free, Steve Stewart, Steve Fiziak, and I'm sure there was somebody else in there. And they're high-fiving each other. I mean, we're 3 outs away from winning the World Series. And try not to make this story too long.
No, continue to take as long as you want, because I'm just sitting here smiling, getting all emotional again.
So the radio booth at Citi Field has a vinyl tile floor, you know, like we had in our school cafeterias, and these chairs, they had wheels on them. So I'm the inning's over, and like the anxiety hits me, like exactly what I feared is about to happen. So I look to my right, and God bless him, Denny's filling out his card as if it was a July game in Detroit. I mean, he's just over there filling out how many runs, hits, and errors, just totaling the inning on his scorecard.
And don't you have the totals usually, though?
Well, I didn't care about the totals. Like, I had bigger things I had to worry about right there. So I literally just grabbed the counter where we were sitting, and I just rolled myself over next to Denny, and I said, "Hey," and he looked at me, and I said as what I had rehearsed, "How do you feel about me doing this next half inning?" And guys, I had promised myself that if I saw any doubt in his eye, or I could sense any feelings that he would have wanted to do that inning, whether he wanted me to or not, I would have rolled back over and said, "We go to the 12th, and here's the voice of the Royals, Denny Matthews." I had no, that inning didn't belong to me. That inning belonged to the team. It belonged to the fans. And it could have been Dusty, could have been Bob, could have been anybody to say the Royals are World Series champions. And so I was prepared to just say, okay, that's fine. And I would have never told anybody, maybe my wife, I would have told nobody. But I said, "How do you feel about me doing this inning?" And he kind of stared out straight ahead to the field. And he looked at me with this strange look on his face. And he goes, "Well, it's your inning." And I will say, I mean, I get the goosebumps even now when I tell that story, that was so much more meaningful to me than actually getting to make the call, is that we had been together for so long. Denny Matthews means so much to me. Every game I do on radio now is at home just so I can work with him, because we've been together for 26 years. But I will never forget just how selfless he was to just basically say, "Well, of course, it's your inning." And so I rolled back over and got to call the final out of the World Series.
Damn. That's such a good story, even though I've heard it, we've heard it, we've lived it. It's been almost 10 years now. That's the stuff that gets you, Ryan. I mean, that's the power of what that baseball team had in 14 and 15. And hopefully we can, get that power back again this year,
Well, we said going into the year, it's hard to get into the playoffs until you have a winning season first. Kind of like 2013, the guys proved we need to have a winning season first before we start thinking about the playoffs. But sometimes you have your first winning season and you go to the playoffs the same year. So they're in pretty good shape right now.
No doubt. Well, we appreciate you joining us from your off day in Cincinnati. Maybe you'll have some chili on spaghetti or whatever the
Please
case
don't.
May be. Don't. I would not suggest it. But I will say we loved having you on our first day here on 96.5 The Fan. And now all Royals games are going to be on the FM as well.
Baseball on the radio in stereo.
How about it? Nothing better, my friend. Have a good day, Ryan.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Take care. Ryan Lefevre with us here on 96.5 The Fan. God, how could you not just...
You okay to do another 10
more
minutes?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Get you.
You know, you set him up and he'll give you the rest. Ryan Lefevre, the voice of the Royals right there. Along
multiple
with
people
Matthews.
Crying on the text line.
No
man.
Doubt about it. We wrap up day one of the biggest transition in sports radio in Kansas City sports history. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. This is Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Instead of Coldplay.
yikes. No.
Don't do it, Dusty. Don't drink the Fesco Kool-Aid.
Oh,
too late.
Oh, my God.
Already signed the contract.
I wouldn't even have gone that far.
Hot pause.
Hot pause.
That's so bad.
I would have said, like, who's this, Evanescence or something like that?
Wake me up inside. Can't wake up.
Oh, what a day, boys.
Good day.
You think this guy's going to have a Miller Lite or six tonight? We got some special stuff planned for tomorrow as well, so you'll want to keep tuning in to this.
Yeah, tomorrow's 816 day,
that's
too.
Right. Yeah. 816 day, baby. Woo. Love that. I'm going to wear the heart t-shirt tomorrow.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Represent KC as much as I can.
That's a good idea tomorrow. We should all wear our heart t-shirts tomorrow. If it was 913 day, we'd have people in the 816 complaining. You know, this is Kansas City, Missouri. Tomorrow, I don't think we'll hear from a 913 person complaining because we all embrace Kansas City, Missouri.
Love the text line, 913-586-7965. Ryan making me cry on a Thursday morning. The other one, I'm still sitting in my work truck freaking crying.
Yeah. Got a text from Stone Street's sister, Maria. She goes, Denny's a national treasure, man.
Dude.
Like, oh, my God. That's the way to put it. The fact, like... I don't know, man. Like, it's not like Denny was the announcer for the Yankees, you know, and had all these moments to call. Second opportunity to call a World Series winner. He's like, nah, Ryan, you go ahead and you do it. It's your inning.
Yeah. That's just so great.
God. He's the best.
It really is.
Ryan and Denny together, nothing better, man.
It's like Bobby and Patrick, right?
Yeah.
Glad to have him. Glad to have him. Glad to have you today, Kansas City, on Dusty and Fesco. Or Fesco and Dusty, however you want to say it. We had Eric Stone Street on earlier. This gave Bob Fesco just had chills all day.
I love nostalgia. I love great stories. I love the moments, the things that matter, the behind-the-scenes stuff. And you're going to give goosebumps when you hear what Stone Street said, too.
After the Super Bowl, I was in the locker room, got to be in the locker room, and saw Patrick and gave him a hug and said, congratulations, man. He didn't say thank you. He didn't say awesome. He said, oh, we ain't done. Mm. And I just think
goosebumps.
That is the mentality. No moment of like acknowledgement with me of like, thanks, man. Thanks for, you know, and he was like, oh, we ain't done. Mm. And I just stood there like, this is our quarterback. In this moment, he just won the Super Bowl, and all he's thinking about is winning another Super Bowl.
How about them apples?
How about them apples is right. Like, that's the moment right there. What I've been saying all preseason and training camp long, this team is on a mission. Like, and I think some people probably poo-poo it, and you go, oh, no way, they're not on a mission. Or no, they're here to embarrass you, okay? They're here to embarrass Binkley's cat. They're here to embarrass, like, every single player in the NFL. And that mission started the day that they won that Super Bowl, because once they won that second one, Dusty, now all of a sudden, immortality is right in front of them.
No doubt about it. And that goes to show you that a team and a quarterback and a leader of a team who just won back-to-back Super Bowls, something that they'd never done, something a lot of teams haven't done, and to hug a celebrity that... I don't know how close Stone Street and Mahomes are, but in order to do
Mahomes
that...
Mahomes probably grew up watching him on Modern Family.
Right. And
sorry, Eric.
And in order to like see that and hear that, and for Mahomes to immediately just... And I know he's in the moment, but we're not done yet. And like I told you, when I did the red carpet event for the Super Bowl rings this past summer, or I guess we're still in summer, it doesn't seem like it, but every player and every... body that was interviewed, from Brett Veach to Donovan to... everybody that was there, it was, yeah, this is really awesome. This is really cool. But we're going for a three-peat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Chris Jones interviewed him, three-peat. you know, you hear Patrick Mahomes do a few interviews. We're really focused on a three-peat. Brett Veach, what do you ever just sit back and relax? Well, we do that tonight, but then we get ready for St. Joe, and we get ready for the season. We do a three-peat, and that's the
sort of
drive. And
they probably put in like 12 hours of preparing for St. Joe before that ring ceremony.
More than likely. And now we sit here 3 weeks away from opening night in the NFL, which will be in Kansas City versus the Baltimore Ravens, on the road to the three-peat. And quite frankly, I couldn't be more excited, but yet we still have a baseball team that's getting us through the summer as well, that's also playing for a playoff spot. And again, the best part about all that is the focus of both teams, and that both teams have a superstar, and that it's all in Kansas City, and it's all on one station now on 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, and that's what we're most excited about, right? Yeah. We're able to bring it to you in a one-stop shop for all of your Kansas City sports. Chiefs, Royals, K-State, Mizzou, and the best sports talk in Kansas City is all here on 96.5 The Fan. What's been cool about today is I'm hearing from people I haven't heard from in a while. People are texting, saying how much they love it. The text line has been kind of going crazy with it from the 785. I got goosebumps twice in 15 minutes. The FM magic is real. It is, man. You know, Fever gave you goosebumps. Stone Street's giving you goosebumps this morning. Ben Maller waxing about chicken fingers at the landing, giving you goosebumps this morning. Like, this was a big day for us, a big day for you and I to kind of officially launch our new show together. And with Mac, you know, by our side, like, there's nothing but greatness coming from this radio station. I can't wait to see, you know, kind of where we are at the end of the year. And we're hoisting a World Series trophy, potentially another Super Bowl trophy. And it's all going to be right here on 96.5 The Fan. I mean, there's nowhere else you need to go for sports in Kansas City right now.
Everybody says all the things we played lately have just given them the chills. How about this from yesterday?
The pitch. Swing and a blast. Deep left center field. Way back. And that ball will be into the Royals bullpen for a home run. Bobby Witt Jr.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A home run, his 24th, and the Royals double their lead. It's 2-0.
How'd that home run sound in high definition FM radio?
Sounded good to me.
Yeah, just a nice click.
Yeah.
Nice flick of the bat that balls in his eyeballs, and Bobby Witt Jr. launches that out. Should be a fun weekend series. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Do we want to tell them who we're going to have on the show tomorrow?
No.
You want to keep it a tease?
We'll keep it a tease.
We got a big name. We got a blast from the past coming on the show tomorrow, which will join you on Fesco and Dusty with Mac as well. On this station, Josh Vernier is going to join Cody and Gold. They are on from 10 to 2. Carrington Harrison is on from 2 to 6. And then I believe Binkley will be on from 6 until 9 p.m. tonight.
Has anybody told Binkley about the FM?
He just, he said last night, he said, hey, you know, Unicero got to close the book on 610 one last time.
Okay, so let me ask you this, okay? Has anybody told Binkley where the new studio is?
Uh-uh.
Somebody better tell Binkley where the new studio is.
I hope he just shows up. It's a new era. It's Fesco and Dusty. It's Mac Morey. Go do nice things for people. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. Folks, it's simply cool to care. Stay kind. Stay safe. Kansas City, we love you on 96.5 The Fan. Have a morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.